Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we lift you up on tonight, Lord. We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up, God. Oh God, we exalt you on tonight, Father God, because we dare not, Lord, allow anything to be exalted higher than you, God. And as we lift you up and exalt you on tonight, God, we just want to be in your midst and be in your presence, God, because when we're in your presence, God, nothing else can dwell there, God. We're in that presence with you, Father God. Those things that are within our mind, Father God, they won't be there, Father God. Sickness in our body won't be there, God. No discrepancy that we may have will not be there, God, when we're in your presence, God. So on tonight, God, let us decrease that you may increase, God, that we may be in your presence, God, because there's no better place to be, God. There's no other place to rather be, Lord God, that you may abide in us and we abide in you, Lord God, that we may give you our best praise and worship, God, because you are worthy and you are deserving of it all, Lord God, and we don't want to hold nothing back from you, God, but we want to tell you right now, God, how much we love you and how much we appreciate you, God, how thankful and how grateful that we are to you, Father God, how most privileged that we are, Father God, for you to do for us what you do, God, because you don't have to do it, but you did. We thank you on tonight, Father God, because you showed us so much love and compassion. You gave us your only son. You sent your son to the cross for us, God. His blood was shed for us, God. He died for us, Lord. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, because in his death, Father God, there was life made for us, God. There was access to freedom, Father God. The veil was torn for us, Lord God. You gave us so many privileges, Lord God. You opened so many doors and gave us so much access, God, that we may have life and have it more abundant, Lord God. And tonight, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you on today, Father God, because what you did for us, Lord God, it made it possible for us, Lord God, to be saved, healed, delivered, and made free, God. We want to say thank you, Lord, for the freedom on tonight through your son, Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, Father God, because we do believe that the resurrection happened. We do believe, Lord God, that he walked this earth. We do believe, God, that he was crucified. We do believe that he died and he rose again, Lord God, to let us know, God, that we have victory, even in death, God. Oh, God, we want to say thank you on today, Father God, for what you do for us, God, for what you did for us, God, and for what you're doing right now, God. We just bless you on tonight, Lord God. Lord, you're so mindful of us, God. You're so thoughtful. You're so concerned. And we want to say thank you, God, for being so concerned about us, God. Thank you for being so mindful, God, to come and see about us, Lord God, and tend to us the way that you do, God, even perfecting those things that concern us, exposing those things on inside of us that's not like you, Lord God, that we may walk as children of light on today. Oh, God, we bless you on today, Father God, for severing all the fears, God. Thank you on today, God, for drying up all the tears. Thank you today, God, for restoration and giving us our hope in you today, God, because our hope is in you, our joy and our strength, Lord God. Oh, God, I want to say thank you, God. You have so much love for us, Lord. I want to say thank you for all the love that you have for us, Lord God. Maybe we accept that love that you have for us on today, Lord God, because, Lord God, in your love, you're giving us freedom, God, that we may be free in every area of our life, Lord. So on tonight, Lord God, as we lift you up and praise you, God, we ask, Lord God, in the midst of our praise, some things will be broken. Some shackles and some chains, Lord God, will be severed, Lord God. Some old ties and soul ties will be broken, Father God. Some things that would cause us to be clouded and jumbled up in our minds, Lord God, that it, Lord God, would be able to be cleared out, Father God, because there's so much clutter in our minds, God. There's so much noise, Lord God, but we know, Father God, that today we can be free from it all, Lord God. Your word says you're able to deliver us out of all of our afflictions, Lord God. So on today, I'm asking that you would touch the minds of your people on today, God, and that your people, Lord God, would help themselves, Lord God, and allowing you to help them, Lord God, so they would not be in a place where they are in a stormy place within their minds on today, God, because you have given us power and authority to speak to those things, Lord God. You said that we are mindful of pulling down the strongholds, God, casting out every imagination exalt itself above you, Lord God. You said, Father God, we have the power to speak to some things, Lord God. So, God, on today, let's use the power and authority that you have given us, Lord God, to help our own selves, Lord God. You have given us the knowledge. So, Lord God, can us use the wisdom that you have given us, Lord God, so that we'll be able, Lord God, to get through these barriers in the thoughts in our minds. They'll be able to tear down these walls today, Father God, in the thoughts and imaginations, Lord God, the phantom fears on today, Father God. They'll be able, Lord God, to conquer those things on today, God, because you said that we are more than conquerors, Lord. Oh, God, the negativity on today, Father God, let us release it to you, Father God. Lord God, you said, Lord God, those things that we bind on earth and we bind in heaven, Lord God, And we lose them on earth, you lose them in heaven, Lord God. So once they, God, help us to bind up these things within our mind, Lord God. Help us on today, Father God, to take the power and authority that you have given us, Lord God, so these things won't continue to put us in a place of captivity, Father God, in a place of imprisonment, Father God, where we cannot be free, Lord, because that's why you gave us Jesus, that we may be able to be free on today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we need your help on today. We need your help on today, Father God, that we can have soundness in our mind. Lord God. So once today, Lord God, let us put our thoughts on you, Lord God. Think of those things that are good, that are true, that are virtuous, Lord God, of a good record, that are honest on today. Lord God, give us a heart of acceptance, God. We put our mind on you that we can accept these things on today, God, that you can transform us, God. You said that we ought to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, God, that we know we're still thinking old, allowing negative thoughts, Lord God, to creep in, or still, Lord God, putting ourselves in that place of condemnation, Lord God. That is not what you said for us to do, because you are God of conviction. You are not a God of negativity. You're definitely not a God of sadness and depression, Lord. So God, I'm asking on today that you would touch your people on today, God. They would not allow these storms to rage inside of their minds, God, but they would speak to these storms and tell them that they gotta move, Lord. You gave us Jesus to be free from it all, God. So God, in the very thoughts in our mind, Lord, we're asking that you would help us on today to be free from it all, Lord God. You didn't say some, God. You said all things, Lord God. So help us to be delivered, God, from the thoughts in our mind on today, God, that we can receive what you have for us, God, because you have so much in store for us, Lord God. We don't want these things to be a hindrance, God. We don't want these things to be the reason that these things that you have for us are delayed, Father God, even sabotage, Father God. You want to give us the more, God, and we desire the more. So let us help ourselves, Lord God, allow you to help us that we can receive the more of you, Lord God. Oh God, on today, I'm asking that you continue to move by your spirit as we open up to you, Lord God, and welcome you to enter in and have your way, because you are a gentleman. You will not force your way in. And we want to let you know, God, that you are welcome into every area of our life, God, especially in the thoughts in our mind where the enemy likes to come and play on today, Father God. God, I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus, you enter in into our thoughts, enter in into our hearts on today, God, as you continue, Father God, to come inside of our minds, Lord God, that you move everything that's not like you, Lord God. Continue to purify us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to change and rearrange some things on today, Father God, so that we can be free, God, because you came that the captives may be free, Lord God. Help us on today, Father God, to not return back to the yoke of bondage on today, Father God, but let us, Lord God, let us take up your yoke. You said your yoke is easy, your burdens are light, Lord God. So let us come to you, Lord God, and place these things under subjection, Lord God. The very thoughts in our mind that hold us captive, God, especially those past things, God, and we know those things don't even exist, Lord God. We can't even do them, or we can't change, Lord God. They don't even matter anymore, Lord God. Help us to face these things on today, Lord God. Give us a heart of acceptance, God, that we accept in totality, not partiality. Give us the courage and bravery and confidence, Father God, to be able to openly speak about these things with no shame, no fear, and no embarrassment on today, Father God. Let your people, God, have the courage that they need on today, God, that they may be able, Lord God, to walk in their divine destinies, embrace their purpose in you, God, because you are already preordained and predestined some things, Father God, and we, Lord God, don't want to miss it, Lord God. So, Father God, help us on today, Lord God. We need your help, God. We cannot do it on our own, Lord God. We need you to continue, Father God, to give us the fruits of the Spirit and put your righteousness on the inside of us, God. We need you, Lord God, to help us to not only say we want to make a change, God, but actually make those changes, Lord God. We don't want to just be lip service, Lord God, but we want to be doers of your word, God. So as we hear these things, God, let us apply these things that we may be able to get some results on today, Father God, that we may be able to receive the more that you have for us on today, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to prepare us, God, to walk through those doors, God. Continue, Lord God, to prepare us on today, Lord God, to even, Lord God, release some things on today, Father God, because we know, Lord God, we got to first release some things before you're able to give us some things and receive it on today. So on today, Father God, we accept the loss on today, God, that we may be able to receive, because it's not always bad for us to lose some things. It's good for us to lose that attitude. It's good for us to lose that negative mentality. It's good for us to lose those old ways on today, because you said we are a new creature in you. And if we lose those things, we'll be able to gain the new. So, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to shed the old on today, as you give us that new skin on today, God. Help us continue, Father God, to put away the past on today, God, because it does not even exist. And accept, Lord God, our new. Oh God, continue, Lord God, to order our steps and direct our path on today. Continue, Lord God, to give us the heart of acceptance, Lord God, to accept the steps that you are ordering and the path that you are taking us on, Lord God. Because each and every one of us have an individual journey, Father God. And it may, Father God, take us, Lord God, different ways to go, but you're leading us all, God, to the same place, Lord God. And that's to you, Lord God. So help us on today, God, not to take those unnecessary roads, Lord God, but take the straight and narrow path. But if by chance, God, you want us to take those other roads, Lord God, because you want to teach us something along the way, God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, because the journey that you have for us, it was already intentionally purposed for your purpose. And we want to say thank you for it on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you allow us to learn as we go each individually on our journeys, Lord God, that we may come together and edify one another, Lord God, that we may be helpless one to another, and be able, even, Lord God, to tell somebody else, Lord God, that they can get through, Lord God. We know that these things are not to break us, but to make us. We know that these experiences, Lord God, for our teaching and our learning on today, God, so Lord God, continue to help us to reshape our thinking on today, Father God. Because you love us all, Lord God. So on today, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to see about us, God. See about your people on today, God. Every person individual, Lord God. You know each and every one of us, God. You know the hairs on our head, Lord God. You know exactly what we are in need of, God. You know exactly, Lord God, what things inside of us needs to change, God. You know exactly, Lord God, just why our heart postures lie. So on today, God, help us to open up our eyes to see as you show us our hearts, Lord God, so that we may be able to accept the things that you need to do in us on today, Father. Lord, on today, Father God, I'm asking as we come together in fellowship, love, and unison, you will meet us right here. You said where two or three are gathered, that you are there, Lord God. I ask on tonight, God, you continue to touch the prayers on the prayer wall, God, even the prayers on the altar and the altar box, God, the prayers inside of our hearts, God, that we have not said anything about, Father God, but we know, God, that you hear our hearts cry. We want to say thank you, God, for hearing those prayers that we have not even spoken anything about, God, but you searched our hearts, Lord. God, we appreciate you so much, God, for doing what you do for us, God, and being who you are for us, Lord God, because nobody else can do us like you can. Nobody else, God, can compare to you, God. Nobody else, Lord God, is willing to do for us what you do. And we appreciate you so much, Lord God. We lift you up and glorify your name. We acknowledge you, God, for being who you are, the head of our life, the sole source of it all, the King of kings and Lord of lords, Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who holds our power in his hand, sits high and look low. It is you, Lord God, and we bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight, Father God. Lord, we want to say thank you right now, God, for everything that you are about to do within our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for the process that you are taking us through to prepare us, God, for what you have in store for us, God, spiritually as well as natural, God. You said, Lord God, life in abundance, Lord God. So, God, on today, help your people to keep their minds on things of life in abundance, God, that they would not cause them own selves, Father God, to miss what you have from on today, Father God, to not fully, Lord God, live the life that you have already preordained and predestined for them on today. God, I'm asking that you remove any darkness, Lord God. I'm asking on today, Father God, remove any lost hope. I ask on today, Father God, you remove, Father God, that self-diminishing on today, Father God. Not thinking of themselves as you say, Father God. Not more highly, but as you say, Father God, because we are who you say we are, Father God. We are everything, God, that you have designed and called for us to be. Help us to accept that on today, God, and not the lies of the enemy, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you a touch on today, because you are needed in a major, major way on today, Father God. And we know, Lord God, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. So work it out for your people on today as you work some things out of them, God. As you move on their behalf, Father God. See about our loved ones, families, and friends, God, and even those that we may, Father God, not be able to be at peace with, God, because we want to be at peace with, Lord God. So we ask that you continue, Lord God, to restore, reconcile, Father God. Mend the brokenness on today, Father God. Sever anything, Father God, causing any division, Lord God. Anything, Father God, that's caused your people, Lord God, not to be able to come together and reconcile, God. Remove any stubbornness and any hardness of the hearts on today, Father God. Remove on tonight, Father God, anything in the mind, God, that's imagined, that's not really what it is, Father God. But let your truth, Father God, make them free today, Lord God. We want to say thank you for your truth tonight. Thank you for your truth, Lord God, even the teaching of your word that you're about to give us, Lord God, that we can continue, Lord God, to walk in our freedom, Lord God. Thank you for the victories on tonight, Lord God. Thank you on today, Father God, to know that it belongs to us, Lord. So help us on today, God, to accept that it's already there and available to us, Lord God. That we may be able to receive it, Lord. Lord God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to be with us tonight. Hear our prayers and consider them. And we pray and ask these things, Lord, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.